up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Podcast.
They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5. Chum 104.5. Horoscope.
Aries.
Are you having problems with the lighting in your house? There may not be anyone available to fix it. Maybe you use some nightlights and candles and flashlights? It's a metaphor.
Taurus.
You may not be able to reach some of your friends today. There might be a frustrating game of phone tag, so drop by instead. You can arrange to see them now or later.
Gemini.
As a result, Gemini, you'll be able to redefine who you are and what you need in a relationship and see past relationships in the new light.
Cancer.
You may panic over trying to keep in touch with a loved one today. Try not to jump to any conclusions. Your friend's silence might have been caused by something unexpected. It has nothing to do with you.
Leo.
You're eager to meet a romantic partner today. You may have to wait a little bit. Hold on to your faith and don't give up.
Virgo.
Due to the fact that you may meet someone who is charming and will knock you off your feet, you need to listen to your intuition today.
Libra.
This day may be very busy in your community with rallies or protests. It might be more beneficial for you to stay home.
Scorpio.
Great deal of change is taking place for you, Scorpio. When it comes to spending time with your family, kids, or significant other, the universe demands nothing less than a complete transformation. It only takes a little to make a big difference. So don't overdo, but try to step into a new world.
Sagittarius.
Take a moment to focus on yourself before moving forward. Your work has been nonstop. Mental health can be restored through meditation.
Capricorn.
This afternoon, you may attend an activity about a subject that piques your interest. You may gain new insights from a person whose conversation stimulates your mind. You may be attracted to this person and may even get romantically involved with them at some point, Capricorn.
Aquarius.
You may not know what's making a family member moody. In most cases, you should just come right out and ask them. The person just has some minor problems to resolve, so don't worry about them.
Pisces.
Perhaps you have been captivated by a public figure or an author today. What this person has to say may appeal to you. The more you know about their work, the better.
And there it is, your Wednesday morning horoscope reading. Check it out again. Read it online. Chum1045.com on the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar page.
I woke up.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
There's got to be a statistic out there. That has to be one of the most redone songs in the history of redos.
Yes. Like how many... I'd have to agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, or maybe it's one of them. There's another song that's been written on more, but that song's been written on a bunch of times.
I think, you know, when I read about it, it was like before the 50s.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know the 90s version.
Yeah. But then after that, and I remember it as a kid.
Wow.
But I don't know where I heard it as a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just, but when this one was released, I went, oh, wow. And I thought maybe it's an oldie. And it is, but it's not, you know, it goes back a long time. Let me see what I can find here. How old are you? How old are you? Okay, here we go. Guys, listen. First song became popular in 1965.
Stop it.
Yeah. But it was released in 1953.
Okay, wow.
How about that?
So who's getting that little, you dig, the little,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? Who's getting that thing? who's
it
getting
to
pay for that?
Ready? It could be Sugar Boy, Crawford, and his Cane Cutters.
Really?
Yeah.
Cane Cutters. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't be alive anymore, are they?
Now you're asking for the...
I'm sorry.
We're asking for the world before my first coffee.
These are the questions on my head.
Do it. Yeah.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know. I usually wake up and just go straight to Twitter to see what's going on in the world, to see what I want to talk about. And my Twitter feed is flooded this morning. Happy 21st of September.
Let's play that all day.
Right?
Love it.
I forgot today was 21st of September.
Yeah.
That there song will be in my head all day today.
And
that's a good one. That's a good one to have in your head. Yeah. That's awesome.
I knew you'd enjoy that.
Thank you.
Okay. Here's something else you're going to enjoy. Many Canadians have been waiting for this. ArriveCan is finally coming to an end. The government announced yesterday that they're going to be easing even more restrictions at the border, including random COVID testing, vaccination requirements, and the mandatory use of ArriveCan by the end of this month.
Nice.
Which is soon.
Good.
So, September
Listen,
30th.
In defense of Canada, it was a very nice looking app. It was designed nicely. It was very, I mean, it looked pretty, right?
Was it better than Verifly?
Oh my God, the worst app ever. Verifly is terrible. You look at Verifly, you don't know where to go next. You're like, what do I do next? What is so? Anytime I looked at ArriveKit, I was like, this is much better.
Yeah, right. It's kind of it's a clean way to do it.
It's so clean, but
yeah. And it was simple to use. Yeah. So I give them all of these points.
Yes, they designed it nicely, but it was a hurdle that we were not happy to jump.
Right.
That's exactly right. And you know, as a driver, that goes down to the States, what I didn't like about it is I have to fill it out. What time are you going to cross what bridge? Coming back from wherever you are in the States.
Right.
And at what time?
Oh, my gosh. They asked all that? Oh. I would have turned back. I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. Right now.
I'm going home.
Right now.
I don't know. I might. Here's my thing. I don't know. I might go to Target. It could take me longer than I know. It's like my husband saying, do you have a list for Target?
No.
I don't know how long it's going to take.
Right.
So anyway, those days are gone. Thank you. Happy about that.
All right. And Taylor Swift made an announcement at midnight last night. At midnight. Get it? Midnight, that's the name of her new album.
Got it.
So she dropped this TikTok video that she said is going to be a series called Midnight Mayhem with me, where she's randomly going to spin one of those bingo ball turner things and pick out randomly a song title.
Oh.
So just to introduce the song titles to her fans. So the one that she revealed at midnight is track number 13, and it's called Mastermind. But before her track list just said track 1, track 2, track 3. So this is just, I don't know, to build even more excitement for her album that's going to drop October 21st.
Got it.
And if you didn't know, the reason why the album is called Midnight is because she said it's a collection of music written in the middle of the night, a journey through terrors and sweet dreams.
Wow.
Wow.
So,
okay.
And she was also named Songwriter Artist of the Decade by Nashville Songwriters Association International last night, and she accepted her award. So Taylor Swift's got a lot going on.
Good stuff for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm looking up. What is that thing that turns the thing that gets the
numbers? I don't know what it's called.
The
bingo ball turner.
It says bingo spinner called.
Oh, okay.
No, I
was right.
Ball spinny ball washer thing.
I don't think anyone has the clear answer on that. I'm looking.
Ball spin.
Bingo wheel. That's not
bingo. No.
No, no. Anyway, we are going to discover what that's all.
And it has the ping pong balls.
Bingo
inside.
Ball spinner. Okay, well, that's not interesting, is it?
Right.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are bingo
balls? How about the brass raffle drum?
Well, that's true. You can use that one, too.
Brass raffle drum.
Yeah,
that's
there
nice.
We go.
Okay, like bingo that cage. That's another name for it.
All right. These are things we did not know. And we really didn't need to know, did we?
Nope.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
So what is on your mind this morning?
The number 5.
The number 5. 5. Number 5. Okay. I don't know why.
The number of women who have come forward to say that they had an affair with Adam Levine.
Yeah, that old chestnut. That's going to be an ongoing one. It's going to be...
What is that, Jamar? Who is coming for? Who are these women?
I don't know them.
Who are they?
I have no idea.
Like
listen. Let me give you
Instagram models. Oh, okay.
Let me give you my thought on that whole thing.
Yeah. Let's do. Right, sir.
Adam Levine and a lot of men need therapy. They really do. And you like that?
Hey, ding, 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 ding.
I mean, this is. I'm saying the quiet part out loud, and this is a thing that really doesn't happen with men a lot. Like, Adam Levine needs therapy. His family is going to need a lot of therapy. His wife is going to need a lot of therapy. But if we're talking about him in particular, him and a lot of men need therapy. Because clearly he's doing something that's so detrimental to himself and his family, allegedly. And there's got to be a reason why. And I think it's all mental in nature.
Well, he's come up with a statement, too.
Yeah.
Right.
To say that he's got to work with the family on this. And it's just
if he's afforded the chance, because she also has the option to say, hey, I'm done with you, if this is all true.
Well,
you know,
they've got two baby girls that are adorable. This is going to stay with you for the rest of your life. You know, I think about when people do things, what is the impact to the next generation or those that are around you?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the biggest issues.
Yeah.
And you know, through intense therapy that I've gone through, you know, you got to look at your family of origin and figure out what happened, why did you develop these thoughts? And you also got to look at, like, things like self-worth. Like, a lot of times for men, our self-worth is tied to our ability to, you know, do those things.
Perform.
Yeah, and it's not a good thing. It's a very, very bad thing. And so many men at a young age don't get there. Like, we don't even get taught how to be in relationships. Like, you know, you get to like your 20s, your 30s, and no one's actually sat you down and be like, hey, do this, don't do that. You learn in the locker room and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think he needs therapy.
We do talk a little bit more than men do. I can tell
you guys talk a lot more. And you guys talk, I think, better also, too, than men do. Because we don't talk to each other about feelings.
Yeah.
We'd be like, you know, we're bad. Bro, that's messed up, bro. You gonna let her do that to you? Nah, man, I'm gonna let her do that to me. Yeah. I'm out of here. Like, that's how we talk. But, you know, that's what to answer your question, I think he needs therapy.
Okay, and I hope he gets some. And I also think that he is that nerdy kid from high school that got into a band that's very talented, that did really, really well, and that, you know, he's got all the world at his feet. And has this beautiful wife and two kids, and he's bored. He wants something more. Something is lacking. That's where therapy will come in. But wow, it's a lot. I'm like, come on, Adam, what are you doing?
The DMs are a lot, especially now that they're releasing all of them, and we're seeing the things that he's saying to these women. Mm. And most of the time, these women are not saying that much back. They're saying, don't you have a girlfriend? Aren't you in a relationship?
Really?
Aren't you married?
Aren't you married? Right. They're not giving as much as he's giving.
Yeah.
So how does this work? So these girls he gets in touch with these girls, and you go to their page, right?
Right.
And you...
He just sends a
subscription
DM.
To be a part of their lives?
That's
Is
it.
That how they, I mean, how do they make their money?
Well, we don't know what all these women are doing, right? Like, we don't know
some of them
what they are, but some women are just, like, you know, so beautiful, so they have a massive following. And these are the women that he's stumbling upon, and he's just DMing them and saying, like, wow, you're so beautiful, or wow, your body is bent. How is your body in hourglass shape? And saying things like that.
Aye,
and
aye, aye.
That's how he kind of starts cheating. The conversation.
That's cheating already. All right.
Oh, yeah.
So much to talk about. Anyway, let's hear it for therapy. Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. And I wake up. The Chum Morning Show.
What's the largest tip? Someone just texted that they've given a $350 tip on something before. I wonder what that bill was.
Wow. Were they drunk? Because sometimes people give big tips and they don't. They push a lot of zeros.
Hook that girl up. Give her some more money. And then and whatever. Right. I don't see any. Text us to 104536, the largest tip you've ever given anybody. It's probably not this big. Somebody left a $3,000 tip. I think we may have did this story back in the summer.
Yeah.
There was a waitress in Pennsylvania who got a $3,000 tip on a bill for like only $13.
Wow.
And of course she was confused and was like, what? What is this? But this happened in Scranton, Pennsylvania, home of Joe Biden, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
go.
Right.
There you go. Very good call. Very good call. Uh-huh. Scranton. So $3,000 tip, $13. Great news for a waitress because she's like, yes, now I can pay these bills. Now I can get some things done. And the guy who left the tip shortly after leaving that large amount of money disputed the charge with his credit card company. Can you imagine?
No.
Yeah. And it caused a big mess because the restaurants actually give the person the cash.
Mm-hmm.
But once he disputes the charge, they're on the hook for the money. So they could either ask the employee to give it back to them, which would be pretty cruel, right?
Cruel.
Can we have that $3,000 in cash back, which he's probably already spent and deposited?
Yeah.
Or they could either foot the bill themselves. And looks like they had to foot the bill. The reason he said he gave this this credit card company, or the reason why he asked for the tip back, is because he said the tip was something called Tips for Jesus. I don't even know what that is. Like, what is that? He said that was the reason for leaving such a big tip, and I guess Jesus no longer wanted the tip, so he wanted to get the tip back.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Wow.
That's the reason. Yeah, this was supposed to be Tips for Jesus. It wasn't supposed to be a real tip. So anyway, the woman did get the $3,000. She got to keep it, but now the restaurant is suing him for the $3,000.
Oh, and then that's going to cost money.
That's going to cost money.
But I don't understand how the credit card company allowed him to dispute it.
Yeah.
When clearly he wrote it. He wrote $3,000 as the tip. The restaurant waited to make sure everything went through and everything was legit. And then that's when they gave the waitress the money.
I hear what you're saying. On what basis is there a dispute?
Right.
Is it a mistake? Did someone write it for you?
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
It's like, no, I wrote it myself.
But I want it back.
Yeah. I did it on purpose.
It was supposed to be a tip for Jesus. She's not Jesus. I need my money back. I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't know why.
But here's the thing, too. I'm thinking, did you just get your bill and check your bill now? Because, you know, it comes like a month and a bit later. And you just realize that you maybe put the wrong number in? I don't know.
No, he wrote the 100,000.
Yeah, so
you get that from the bank when you write it.
Yeah.
You go, oh, like I know.
I know. I don't know. I don't try to understand.
What kind of coffee do they serve at that restaurant? That's what I want to know.
I'm not.
The shot? I want to know. Was he trying to talk her up a little bit?
That's a strong coffee.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Be careful when you're writing those tips.
Yeah, no kidding. I woke up.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Big story in local news. These coyotes that seem to be terrorizing people. I gotta admit, man, I didn't really understand the severity.
I feel like I should tell this story.
You tell the story.
Yesterday, we were watching the news in the studio, and Jamar starts laughing about the coyotes. He's like, what is a coyote anyway? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, Jamar had no concept of that a coyote is this massive feral dog that is like a wolf.
I know
Tell
coyotes.
Them what you thought a coyote was.
I know coyotes to chase roadrunners on cartoons. And they usually fall in holes and, you know, get anvils thrown on their head. And they're not very, very smart. So when I think of a coyote, I'm like, that big dumb thing, like whatever.
Right.
No clue. I thought a coyote might be like, or the real life coyote might be like a little poodle thing, you know, like a little small, like coyote. It sounds cute. Coyote.
And yeah. I was like, I took a walk in a park one day and there was a coyote. And
when you told me that story, I'm looking at you like, you were afraid of a what?
Right. And yeah. I told my friend, stop walking, because I had to figure out in that moment, what do we do? Do we stand still? Do we run?
How
do
big? How big is it?
It was huge, but it was far away, but they're fast. So if I started to run, it would start to run. It kind of just looked at us and looked away and kept going.
Have you ever had a run-in with a coyote?
I have, yeah.
Where?
Scarborough, Port Union Road.
Oh, really?
In Lawrence.
You remember the street very clearly.
Well, that's my old neighborhood. And I was walking with my friend Jane. We would take power walks twice a week. And it was fall day. And I heard this clip, 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 clip behind me. I went. And I said, Jane, and I know what you're talking about because it's far away.
Right.
But if it looks big far away, well, you know, right. Objects may appear bigger than they were. This one's big. So anyway, as we're walking along, it started picking up the pace. We started picking up the pace and we started whatever. And at beautiful Oliver Mowat High School, there was a chain link fence and we climbed it.
Yes.
To get away from coyotes.
And he came right.
Look at these things.
Looking up at us.
Wow.
And a car went by and honked their horn and it went away.
Right.
And I thought, well, we disturbed where they were probably living with all the new builds. But that's, right. They're looking for food. Maybe you. But they also travel in packs. So if you take, if one is taken away, a new one will come in to take over the pack. Because they do travel in packs.
Oh, that's right.
You're only seeing one.
Yes.
But there's others. Honey.
There's others.
These are big.
Ah.
Is this like a, you know, when New Yorkers come to Canada and they see black squirrels?
Yes, this is like
this
that.
Is that moment.
Because there are no coyotes running around Central Park. I promise you. Or Chicago for that matter.
I like the black squirrels because they match my house.
Yeah, they are actually.
They look good.
The other squirrels, look. They all look elderly.
Yeah, they're gray.
Gray, and they look like
this
gray.
One looks like, wow.
Yeah.
Expensive.
Chic.
Yeah.
Chic squirrels. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, it's a real problem.
And yeah.
People have been bitten and watch your small dogs, watch your little kids.
I'm reading about all these unprovoked attacks at Burlington and around town, and they're sending out professionals to go deal with them.
It's a serious thing.
It's definitely scary, and we're not laughing at the attacks. I'm laughing at the fact that Jamar didn't think that it was...
We're laughing at me.
A real issue. I'm laughing at
me. But he's not laughing at me, anymore, mister. I'm from New York City.
Well, guess what?
He was like, that's a coyote?
What I'm not going to run into downtown Toronto is a coyote.
Oh, wow. I don't know about that.
You're going to tell me there's a coyote on line one of the subway
Probably.
There's a lot of park systems in this city. We got a lot of parks.
Okay, well.
They have to live somewhere. Oh, man.
I will hide in my garage.
We're in for a surprise.
Yes.
In the garage for the next couple weeks.
And that was our Nature Corner with Jamar McNeil.
Until the coyote issue has come to an end.
Until next time. Well, see you then.
Coyotes, raccoons. What else is happening out here?
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know, let me know.
You can get a lot of helpful information from TikTok, but on the other side, you also find out about things like this. The Sleepy Chicken Challenge. So people are boiling chicken in NyQuil cough syrup. So they're claiming it to be a cure for a cold. Now, I don't know what happened to having chicken noodle soup and then following that with taking a spoonful of NyQuil, followed that with a spoonful of sugar because that makes the medicine go down.
Yeah. Right.
In the most delightful way. But no, so TikTokers, they want to put the two together now. So the FDA has issued an alert and said that it is unsafe. Which most of us, yeah, common sense, don't boil chicken in NyQuil.
That sounds like, I can't imagine anyone would even try that.
Because they spilled the NyQuil accidentally onto the chicken? I don't know.
I don't know how this came about. And I don't know if they're actually eating the chicken. I almost want to assume that they're boiling the chicken in the NyQuil, letting it cool, and then taking it as syrup again. Because chicken noodle soup, whatever.
Okay, you know, so they say
sounds terrible.
Boiling a medication, says the FDA, can make it much more concentrated, change its properties, right?
Yes.
Well, you're boiling out all any water that's in it, so it's just more stuff, more chemical.
Chemical.
Even if you don't eat the chicken. Inhaling the medicine's vapors could give you high levels of the drug. Am I right on that?
Right.
Sounds right.
Wreak havoc on your lungs by inhaling the vapors.
It just sounds like such a bad idea. I don't know why anyone would even try that.
I don't know why either.
Like, why would you, like, I'd be like, no way.
It's one of those situations where you see things on the internet and you're like, okay, well, if it's on here, it must work. So
I think people always want to have a story to tell to show up to their friends. I think that's just the main motivation on this one.
So parents, this is a PSA to you. Watch the social media trends that your kids may be following.
Is that the dumbest thing we've seen on social media so far?
I think the Tide Pod one was dumber.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there was just like no food involved in that whatsoever.
Right.
Right, right.
I don't know.
But
flabbergasted.
This one
the top
is pretty
10. Good. In the top 10.
It's up there, yeah.
All right, well, in some entertainment, Ana de Armas is starring as Marilyn Monroe in the new biopic Blonde. And she said that she and the crew left a card on Marilyn Monroe's grave on the first day of production, basically asking permission to film this video. Film this movie.
Okay.
So a couple weeks ago, we didn't talk about this, but she was saying that the ghost of Marilyn was also haunting, I'm using the word that was in the article, haunting her on set of the movie. And I feel like not enough people are talking about this because she just kind of said it and then people are like, oh, okay.
Because no one believes.
No problem. But she said Marilyn would throw things off the wall sometimes and get mad if she didn't like something.
Oh.
So the movie comes out on Friday, but some of the scenes were shot in real life places, like locations, like her apartment where Marilyn Monroe grew up, her childhood apartment. So they're kind of saying that it's kind of seance-esque. So if things were falling off the wall, if you believe in that kind of thing, maybe it was happening.
That's weird. Do you know, I know that she at the Cannes Film Festival got a 19-minute standing ovation.
19 minutes?
19 minutes on this role.
Well, she looks great.
She looks amazing. She was up against a lot of actresses to get this. They shot it in 9 weeks. She said it was miserable because she had to take her in. Like, she was happy to get the job.
Right.
But now I really want to see it. It's coming up on Netflix soon, I think.
Yes, it is on Friday.
Sounds like it's really good.
I want to see it,
I'm okay
too.
With that. But I want to know, like, do you believe in that stuff?
Ghost? No. Sorry to be a killer. Sorry to kill the joy.
No, you didn't kill the joy. But I just didn't know if you're aware that someone's standing behind you right now. But I.
Oh, my God. I would cry if you said that to me.
If there are ghosts, I don't know a ghost to hurt anybody. So if there are ghosts, I'd be very entertained.
I don't think ghosts are bad.
Yeah, I guess not. If they did exist, I don't think they did.
This conversation's giving me anxiety.
People that have passed maybe come and check in on you.
Earthworms, bro. Earthworm food. Okay. That's it.
Okay. Earthworm, bye. Turn off my microphone.
Sorry about that. Thank you for your fantastic trending.
Makes for great movies and plots, but I have no proof.
I'm really looking at you right
now. I have no proof. What's over my shoulder?
I don't know.
A spider?
It's gone now.
Or one of those coyotes?
Chum 104.5. The morning.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Toronto's morning.
Marilyn makes a good point. That song's going to sound more like Christmas as the days move on.
Yeah. The bells.
Be careful.
Uh-huh.
Here are some phrases that sound really, really defeatist and things you should probably stop saying if you want to have a more confident appearance to people or just even feel more confident in your own head. You know, they do say that thoughts become things, and the more you say certain things, it becomes your mindset. For example, if you say, I have to go to work. Mm-hmm. When you say a phrase like, I have to go to work, it means like, it almost sounds like you're being made to go to work or
an obligation.
Or you're going against your will. I mean, realistically, we've all chosen our jobs, so we're not really against your will.
It's just hard to leave the bed.
I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Try saying this instead. I get to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? Doesn't it sound different? And the more you say that, the more you realize the place of privilege and also what's the word I'm looking for?
Purpose? No.
Purpose and just, it's just like, it's great to have a job. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's great to have a job.
Great job. Having a job is better than not. Yeah. So if you want to be a more positive sounding person, instead of saying, I have to go to work, say, I get to go to work.
But what if I can't do that?
If you can't do that, you want to change that because saying I can't do that is almost like admitting defeat.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I can try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like think of an activity that you've never done before. Let's say, have you ever bungee jumped? No.
No.
Right. So instead of saying I can't bungee jump, you say I can try to bungee jump.
But I'm not going to.
But I'm not going to.
Part two.
Fine.
Now, here's a word that I was told to eliminate from my vocabulary.
Okay.
And the word is should.
Yeah.
I should do that. I should remove should from my vocabulary. Okay.
Yeah.
So should is a controlling word that puts pressure on us. Dropping the should, it would be better to say, I will do that.
I will do that.
I won't do that.
My high school English teacher used to say, don't should all over yourself.
Yeah. I don't know where the word came from, and I know in therapy.
It's a stupid word.
It's just stupid because it's so negative to me. I should.
Should is almost like it's another defeatist word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Brian McKnight, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Then in that case it worked. But
could've, would've, did it.
But right. Shoulda, woulda, coulda, but you didn't.
Yeah, like, right.
Right.
So should. Yeah, that's a word that
you
should get out.
You shouldn't wear that. My mother would change it. You might not want to wear that.
Mm-hmm.
As you're walking out the door.
Okay. How about this word?
Yeah.
I failed. I failed at blank. I failed at this. They say that you should instead say, that attempt didn't work. The attempt at dating didn't work. The attempt at that marriage didn't work.
Or, well, that didn't work.
Right. That didn't work.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. This is just a one word change. It changes the tone, doesn't it? All right.
Yeah.
One
more for you.
Let's do it.
I never should have blank. Rather than say that, you say, because I did blank, I know now. I now know XYZ. I now know that. You know what I'm saying? It's just taking the defeat out of things.
Right. And when your little one says, it's not fair, you're going to hear that a lot. Just say, well, you have to deal with it anyway.
Okay.
So deal with it. So when something else is not fair,
I have to deal with it anyway?
I have to deal with it anyway. So, yeah.
I'm going to stop saying, life isn't fair. That's what I've been using.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
You know what, kid? Life isn't fair.
It's probably not the best way to do that.
Time to wake up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The Chum Morning Show.
Gwen Stefani's rules for Blake Shelton. Why'd I word it that way?
No, I don't know. Gwen Stefani has rules for Blake Shelton to follow in their marriage. We're just reading the script. Please don't text us.
Yeah. I just realized what I read. I'm like, really? Is that how that plays out? I'd like to think that these are rules that they both have agreed upon.
Yeah, told them. Anyway, I want to say,
in this case,
Jamar, these two have been married before.
Yes, they come from two different experiences.
Right, so I think that's why they felt the need because there's a lot of spotlight on these two, you know, to succeed.
Yeah.
So they really want to make sure that they get it right this time. So number one is?
Trust and rely on one another.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they've understood the value of being able to rely on one another if they're feeling very bad early in the relationship. So trust and rely on one another.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Keep a healthy competition against each other.
Ooh.
I like that. I love it when she's here, he tells E! Online. He's talking about The Voice. She brings a very complicated element of competition for me in particular. They do have fun. They do have fun.
Healthy and competition between each other.
Yeah, you know, like they're trying.
I've never done that before.
Well, I think to make it more normalized, like for you and I.
Yeah.
It's like you make a decision not to, I'll say this, drink during the week. And so you make that a competition. I'm not going to drink this week. I don't need.
Okay.
Or I'm going to eat. I'm going to go for a run or a walk or whatever after every dinner.
Yes.
And you coming? No, I'm going to go.
Okay.
Really? Okay. On the calendar. I got one.
I got one.
That kind of thing.
Okay, so that it kind of helps each other try to stay on pace or whatever.
Healthy.
Because they both work on The Voice.
Yeah.
So that is an interesting thing. Not many couples work together.
That's true.
Okay. Don't separate your work from your personal life. This is a rule that they have. Don't separate your work from your personal life. They want it to be all together. That's a tough one. I mean, I like to turn work off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she says, they say that they don't separate their work from their personal life. Work and personal gets all mushed together in like a ground beef.
Maybe like a patty.
Look, I guess so.
I guess maybe because of the music business, they feel that that is a necessary thing to say.
Yeah.
I know that Paul McCartney and his late great wife, Linda McCartney, would travel together because they decided when they got married, kids or no kids, they are always going to go on tour with him.
Okay.
Temptation? I don't know. So let's not get there. Let's not introduce that. So that's probably why they said that.
You can text the rules for your marriage to 104536. We have a couple good ones already coming in. I'll keep going with Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton's rules. The best gift is the gift of giving, and Blake Shelton gives. He's a giver.
Yeah.
He's a gifter. He once gifted her a horse. A horse when they started dating. Okay. Like a whole horse.
All right. Well, you do you.
It's a tough act to follow.
You call it your mom and go, you bought me a horse. Keep the family close. He grew up with a stepfather. He did, Shelton, and loves the relationship he has with Gwen's sons. You marry me, you marry my kids. Like, we're all one happy family.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Tell us the rules in your marriage. Blake and Gwen have some interesting ones.
Yeah.
A horse?
Wake it up. Mornings on Chum. With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Here's my rule. Don't go to sleep angry.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we got to resolve that before bedtime.
And by the way, you never go to sleep when you're asleep angry. You have lack of sleep when you do that.
Yeah, it's not a
good sleep.
It's a very anxious sleep.
It is an anxious sleep, yeah.
So, work it out before bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Rules that Blake and Gwen have in their marriage. Let's go to some of the rules that actually you guys have. Someone texted in, no bodily fluids. No sharing. So obviously no cheating.
No cheating.
Someone also said open communication. Open communication. You'd be surprised how many couples don't have open communication, like where you're not allowed to say exactly how you feel, where you got to kind of change how you feel just to, you know, not hurt someone's feelings or to, you know, lessen the blow or the impact. And you don't really get out what you're trying to say.
Interesting you say that, because let's remember, we are all brought up in different families, and that kind of how you argued, how you talked things out, or if you didn't talk things out, stay with you.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to create a new kind of communication.
Yep.
And sometimes that means a little therapy
to
help you do that, to be stronger. And I know therapy scares people, but we can say, right, it's one of the most helpful things you can ever do.
Definitely got to get under the hood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another person says, fight fairly. You know, you ever get in an argument with somebody and they just don't fight fair? Like you're disputing a topic or disputing something that you have a difference of opinion on, and then all of a sudden they throw a dart at you that's personal. You're like, why are we even going there? Like, what are you telling me about myself? We're here talking about this issue.
To get it off track, I guess, huh?
That's why you blah, 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 just like your dad.
Yeah.
Like, what did you just say to me? Like, what? Not that someone said this to me. I'm just saying, like, those
are examples, but that happens.
Not fighting fair, you know?
Because that's, you know, that you don't have nothing to say, so you go for the personal.
Yeah. Fight fair.
I like listening when there's an argument. I like listening. I go, okay. All right. But I don't like yelling. So you have to tell your partner, look, I said this to Jim, I don't like yelling. I don't know if you're a yeller or not, but if you do, I tune off, I walk away, and we won't have a relationship. So no yelling. Concerned voice, I get.
Yeah.
No yelling.
No yelling.
Yeah.
That's a good lure.
Yeah.
How about this one? Be each other's best friends. A lot of relationships go astray because you start being closer with other people, not even romantically, but just other people in your life become closer with you than your actual life partner. And then before you know it, you guys have nothing in common. You have nothing to talk about because everyone outside of your house is getting all the
info.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
Then you come home and be like, did you make dinner?
Would you say best friends, though?
I
don't want to be his best friend.
I'd have to ask a professional about that.
Yeah, let's talk
but
about it.
But I would suspect it would be one of the closest friends. I mean, gosh. You know, like, I mean, if we're spending our lives together, our space together, and all type of other things together, we need to be closer than most people.
Like, one of the statements from Jerry Maguire was, you complete me. And I'm like, no. You complete yourself.
I remember that.
You complete yourself.
That was problematic, right?
That was very problematic for me. I wanted to stop. Hey, everybody, stop the movie. That's not right.
That's not
Don't
cool.
say that. Don't, Renee, don't believe that. But, you know.
Texter says, showers are a must. I refuse to smell body odor while I'm trying to cuddle. That's okay. The rule in the relationship.
Okay, all right.
It's a good one.
Getting physical now. All
right. Let past fights be in the past and never bring them up. No, don't go backwards. Move forward. I like that rule.
I do too.
Okay. Bring these rules home. Make a list.
But can I say something on that point?
Sure.
If you bring it forward that you did not complete your task as saying why you didn't like it, and you're allowed to say during an argument, I need to think about this. I'll get back to you on this.
I like that one.
I'll get back to you on this. Because like if you had some time to think about it leading up to this discussion that turned into an argument, you've probably been thinking about it for a long time. This is new to me. I need some time, and I will get back to you. And tell them, give me 48 hours. I'll get back to you on this.
That's a good one. Yeah. I like that.
I read a comment, a meme this week that said, communication and hygiene is very important to me. Don't come around me stinking and lying.
Okay, stinking and
that's
lying.
My contribution to this very
don't
conversation.
Don't be lie and don't be stink.
Right.
I like it.
I do too.
Someone from Oshawa says never stop dating. That's a good one.
That's a good one, yes.
Yeah, keep courting, always. And someone from Newmarket says regular sex.
Can't okay, now on. We got to talk about how much. Now we're getting into numbers. What is regular sex? According to Cosmopolitan, it's like every day at 2. I mean, what is that?
For some people, there's
what
never enough.
What does that mean? Yeah.
It's for some people, this is enough.
Sex is important. Get it when you can.
You got to find a middle regular ground sex. Somewhere.
Give me a break.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Chum 104.5.
There's so many little scams going on our phones and on email. Has anyone figured out what those phone calls are yet? I get this phone call every day or so, and it's someone speaking some language. I don't even know what language this is. It sounds like some language from Asia or something. I don't know what language it is. And I just get the call from like an 855 number, and this is like the talking. I was like, I don't know what they're saying. And then I hang up. What is that? Do you know what that is?
I don't know what that is.
I can't be the only person getting that call.
It's a two-parter.
You got it?
It's a two-parter. And then I wait to see if they're going to say anything to me. If they like put me into an operator, nothing. And then they say something else and it's it. And then they hang up on me. I went, wow, that was rude. I don't have a clue what they're saying.
Has anyone gotten this call?
And do you understand what they're saying? We'd like to know.
I would love for someone to crack that code. Have you gotten that call yet, producer Simone? You've gotten that call? It's Azalea, have you? Never gotten it.
I don't answer phone calls that I don't know.
Yeah, but
or people that I do know. I don't answer the phone.
But, you know, sometimes... Okay, here's how clever they are.
Okay.
They send something in an area code that we're familiar with.
Yeah. So and you then, think it's someone you may know.
That's why it's called, I pick it
that,
up.
That's called spoofing. So you can get an app that, all right, if I were to call your phone, I could spoof my number and make my number look like any number, really, any area code, any first three digits, and I could just essentially call you with a fake-looking number on the caller ID.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spoofing.
I don't, but this particular phone call I get every day.
Yeah.
It's someone calling me from one of those 855 or 8, it looks like a toll-free number. And then I'm just like, what is this call? And they're speaking in some language I've never heard before. And if even if I don't answer, they leave a voicemail.
They do?
Yes.
Oh, they're like,
I'm like, what is this?
Oh, that's true. They do. If you don't pick it up, they leave you a voicemail.
I'm trying to figure out what this is about. I'm trying to figure out what the thing is because they're trying to get, everyone wants money, right?
Yeah. Can we put a translator on that though? Like if you.
That's a good idea. I might run that through a Google Translate.
Look at me.
And
look
see what it is. Thank you for the good idea. I like that idea. I suspect it's a scam.
Yeah.
And it's one of many scams that we're subject to these days. Listen to this. Your personal information on the dark web is worth about $1,000 a piece. So if someone gets your personal information and they sell it to somebody else and they have a stack of numbers, they can get about $1,000 per person on those numbers. Like bank logins, this is weird to me that a bank login to these pirates is worth only about $50 a piece. Credit card details sell for anywhere between in the teens of dollars, like 15, 16 bucks, to $120, excuse me. But personal information, like your SIN number, those things,
$1,000.
That's why it's so lucrative to get all this information.
Isn't there a famous person in trouble for selling their phone list or something like that?
I saw an article recently, Kim Kardashian and Scott Disick, they are being sued for doing a contest on Instagram to give away a bunch of brand name things, Louis Vuitton, Chanel, all these things. And when people sign up to win that, apparently, allegedly, they sold that list of people's information.
Wow. That's not good. Let me tell you about my story with the Canadian government. I'll make it quick because they might cut me off. The CRA is the Canadian Revenue Agency, and I'm applying for a business, account.
Okay.
Normal. So I'm going through all the things. I'm answering all the things and doing the thing. And it says, okay, put in your password. And I went, well, that's the point. I don't have a password because I'm starting this now.
Yeah.
Somebody took over my account.
Oh, wow. Really?
To get CERB.
And
word is.
And they started an account in your name?
Something like that.
Wow.
And so what happened was during the pandemic, in March of 2020, they found some people that used to work for the CRA, still under investigation, a good number of them took people's names so they could use that as an account trying to get money with CERB.
Really?
So let me tell you, how long did it take me to get back in and talk to very nice people in the CRA? Very nice. I mean, it just took forever. They could change their hold music. That needs to change. But anyway, it took me a year.
Really?
A year. Yeah.
Man.
And many hours. So just be aware of that. I mean, there's people that have your information you don't know until you go to investigate.
Right.
These scammers, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
This is like everything's a scam these days. Everywhere you turn, scam here, scam there. Like phones, emails, texts.
Scary.
It's
friends.
A lot.
Friends.
Wow. Yes, friends. Too.
We got dark real fast.
So-called friends.
All right.
Well, be careful. Change your passwords often.
Yeah. What's your password, by the way?
It's
just write it on this paper.
Marilyn Dennis 1. That's my password.
Okay.
Marilyn Dennis 1.
All right.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
If you're looking for exciting things to do in the city this month and you want to see fireworks, well, the Distillery District is turning 190 years old.
Wow.
This is one of my favorite places in Toronto. It's just so beautiful, especially at Christmas. They have the cobblestone walkway and it's just like a lot of older buildings. And that Got Style clothing store that's there. Yeah, it's just they have
spectacles
tons of restaurants.
There, the glasses store.
Yeah.
The Mexican restaurant there is really good.
Yes, it's gorgeous. Like their patio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Basically. So if you can picture that massive where the Christmas tree usually is, kind of over top of every Christmas tree photo that you see this massive sign that reads Guderham and Wurtz Distilling Company. So it's been 190 years since that was founded, and they're doing a birthday party because of that. So September 29th, and they're going to have a fireworks show. So that's going to be pretty cool to check out. I will definitely be there. So if you want to see behind the scenes footage, you can follow me on Instagram because that's probably where I'm going to post it. But if you're looking for something for this weekend, it's Gallery Weekend Toronto, which has 26 of Toronto's contemporary galleries coming together to do things like artist talks, late night openings, special events, things like that. And this is their second year. So it's 4 days long and it's for art lovers and collectors and curators. And they have this map that you can actually follow with a route for all the galleries that you could check out for these little artistic gatherings. Again, that's called Gallery Weekend Toronto. Now, last night, I went to the media launch of a massive new light show. It's called Illumi in Mississauga. It's brought by Cavalia, and they're known for their white horse show. So majestic and beautiful. If you went to that show a few years ago, then you probably remember they had these massive horses made up of lights. So those are actually featured as well at this light show. They're calling this the largest light, sound, and multimedia show in the world, and I would say so. Yeah, it takes about over an hour to walk through that entire thing, especially if you want to take photos everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, if you're in Mississauga near Derry Road, you won't miss the massive Tree of Lights. It's 47 meters high, which is as tall as the Statue of Liberty.
That's huge.
It's massive.
Wait a second, that's
it's crazy.
Okay.
Like, I can't imagine if somebody is in an airplane flying over, because the airport's right there.
That's right
over there
in Mississauga.
You look out your window and you're seeing all these lights.
Wow.
I can't imagine what they're thinking it is from up there, but they have 13 universes basically that you walk through. So when you arrive, you walk through something called the Tunnel of Love, which is kind of like your classic lights tunnel that you walk through during Christmas time and things like that. Then you're in like the Animal Kingdom, and it's just so beautiful. It's all these different birds and things lit up. Then there's the Land of Frost. So right now, it's fun for fall and Halloween because they have pumpkins and they have a farm and they have Hollywood and all these things. But it also gets you ready for Christmas, which made my heart happy because there is these little winter, there's a winter wonderland kind of thing, and you can go inside an igloo and there's penguins, and it's just very cute. It was a very nice night.
Sounds like a really family fun activity.
Definitely fun for the whole family. Cool. Or a date night or whatever you feel like. You can go solo like me.
We have two children you can borrow if you like.
My bad. All good.
Yeah.
Fun.
Oh, yeah. There's children you could borrow. We have Kofi. Yeah, I think Kofi will like it.
If you want to borrow.
There's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And also look out on the Channel 1045 Instagram page. I'm going to be posting an out and about video. And we're going to have a contest. So
very
you
nice.
Can win tickets to go.
Oh, great.
So that'll be fun.
Cool. Follow at Channel 1045.
Yes. That's what's trending.
Channel 104.5.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Toronto's morning show.
What are you wearing to work this morning? Like, what outfit are you wearing? Is it a suit? Is it a jacket skirt set? Is it jeans? Is it a button up? Is it a blazer? What are you wearing to work? Are you wearing fishnet stockings? Or are you wearing a mini?
Where am I going?
Are you wearing a crop top?
What?
Yeah. That is probably not very likely, but it may depend on the generation you're part of. Gen Zs have started a hashtag on TikTok called workoutfits. Hashtag workoutfits. And when you click this workoutfits hashtag, you will see people wearing all these outfits that you might not think are work outfits, but they are saying that they want to wear these outfits to work. Take a listen to what one TikToker said. And their video has gotten over 200,000 likes. Listen.
Today, I woke up in this yellow tank top, and it made me really happy because yellow makes me happy. And then I remembered that I had this lingerie set from Savage Fenty, and I instantly put it on. Now, to keep it on theme, I grabbed this vintage CG set I thrifted for like $10. I'm not going to lie, I was a little scared when I first got these socks because I thought maybe I would look like a minion. I put these loafers on to look like a young, sophisticated woman. And I swear, if I had a corporate job, this is how I would go dress to work. Like, who's going to stop me?
Well, if I had a corporate job is the key phrase.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
there.
You know?
The likelihood of that is probably very low based on what you're saying.
I would wear this. I don't think you would.
Now, I just Googled the Savage Fenty, which is Rihanna's collection, the Savage Fenty yellow set.
Yeah.
It's essentially something I'd want worn in the bedroom. That's what I'm looking at. This is not what you wear to work.
Let me see. I'm scooting over.
Take a look at it. This is bedroom wear.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, everything.
12-year-old. You know.
So, but it's a growing movement of people saying that this is what they want to wear to work. They want to wear club gear. They want to wear club attire like they're out at a nightclub on Queen West.
Yeah.
Or, you know, somewhere where lights are blaring. They want to be at Luxie or... or cabana. They're going to wear that straight from the club, straight to work.
Okay, so here, oh, see, because when on my TV side, when we do fashion, before the pandemic, we'd say, okay, we're going to give you an outfit that you can wear to work, and then with just a couple of minor changes, you can go out for dinner. Now, what you're saying is, I'm wearing it to the club and then walking into work.
And walking right into work.
Wow.
Smelling like...
Smelling
liquor
like
and cigarettes. Looking like you just walked out of the club.
So, all right. If she had a corporate job.
But the question is,
and
I think the there may be an obvious answer, but are workplace dress codes outdated? Like, is it time to get rid of dress codes at work? I mean, if I can do the job, complete the job, maybe exceed expectations, does what I'm wearing even matter?
Mm.
I'm one for, like, I throw wrecking balls through traditions. I just want to kick them all down to the ground, traditions.
See, I look at comfort.
Yeah.
How long does it take me to take this outfit off because I got to pee so badly?
Exactly.
That's what I look at. I look at comfort and, yes, you know, getting to the bathroom on time. That's why jumpsuits are not my thing.
I think about what makes me feel like me. I want to wear something where I don't have to feel like I have to act the part of what I'm wearing.
Right.
If I feel like me, then I could do my job the best.
Well, you know, in the radio business.
Yeah. Untraditional job, though.
Very untraditional. And on the TV side of things, my producers, I mean, they wear clothes that they have to pick up stuff and do whatever. But they wear what they want to wear. There's no, it's just kind of a thing. Everyone is so individual up there. They wear very unique things, some of them, and some of them are very, I don't know.
Right.
What am I trying to say? Pretty, not corporate, but, you know, classic.
I got you.
I just wonder about this stuff because, I mean, if you're walking up the stairs and you got, things not on, that's a little dicey.
I could see that.
I just...
The other side of the argument that I just made, I'm going to just wreck my argument right now.
Wreck it, right?
Okay. I go to the hospital. I need a something transplant. Doctor walks out and she's wearing a Savage Fenty negligee. I'm just like, what are you? You're about to operate on me? I don't know how we're going to feel about that.
Well, I'm just going to say the St. Mike's emergency room sees it all.
Can you imagine?
And I don't think that they have not seen that.
Okay. Can you imagine? So, I don't know. What do you think?
You want what removed? From where? Okay.
The last vision before I'm put under is her in Savage.
I don't know. She does sound underage, and she doesn't sound like she's held down a job. And she's all about the deals.
Well, what do you think? Do you think workplace dress codes are outdated, or do they serve a purpose?
I want to know specifically what is outdated, because we're so casual here.
Yeah.
We're not used to the corporate thing.
Probably to a fault. If I came in here in a suit, maybe they'd.
Well, you always look nice in a suit, but I know there's a big event that's happening.
Maybe they'd bring up the coins a little bit. Right?
Well.
Maybe. I'm wearing sweats. I don't care. Anyway, you tell us, what do you think about workplace dress codes? Outdated, or do they serve a purpose? Text 104536.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
Every morning, I wake up and I go straight to Twitter, and this morning... September 21st, my Twitter feed is flooded with this.
Do you remember when it was
this is Maryland's jam.
What's the story behind that again? Like, why the date was so?
Oh, he picked the date because because Maurice Williams thought, well, you know, it makes sense to say. He tried other dates and went, no, 20.
Was that the date his son was born
something
like that?
Is
that the rumor?
Well, that might be the rumor, and that could be the rumor, but he was also saying it scanned well in the song.
It just, 21st, no, yeah.
Like, it could be when his son was born. But
15 is not a very, the 15th is not a.
I don't know. 21st.
Yeah, it just says marks the changing of seasons.
Yeah.
Do you remember the 21st?
Yeah, I don't think it. I think people were looking for a deeper meaning for that, and I just remember him saying at one point, no, it just sounded better.
It's very Taylor Swift-like of them.
How many takes until they got to the 21st? 21.
Just to leave us a little Easter egg, you know?
Right.
That's like in Mean Girls, and like October 11th, I think, is Mean Girls Day, because in this movie, they're like, what day is today? October 11th.
I said Maurice White.
I hope it's 11.
Maurice White.
White.
Great, the great Maurice White, who's now gone. But anyway, love him.
Yeah.
Thank
all right.
That.
Well,
that's going to stay with me all day. Thank you.
It will. And it should stay with all of you now. So yesterday, the big news in the world was that Adam Levine was called out by his alleged mistress of a year for not only cheating on his wife, but for wanting to name his unborn child after her. So her name is Sumner. He DM'd her. They haven't spoken in months. And he said, hey, like, I'm having a baby and I want to name him Sumner if it's a boy. Are you cool with that? I'm dead serious. And she was just like, what? So she screenshot it. She sent it to her friends. Some of her friends wanted to sell it to a tabloid. So she ended up coming out and telling her story. Now with her telling her story, more women are coming forward because her story went viral, of course. So more women are coming forward with screenshots to show that Adam Levine also slid into their DMs as well. So anyway, yesterday, Adam addressed it on Instagram where this all goes down. So he posted to his Instagram stories saying that he did not have an affair, but he did exchange flirty texts. But he admits to crossing the line, in which he says was a regrettable period in his life. Then he continues on saying that his wife and family is all he cares about in this world, and this was the greatest mistake he could ever make to be so naive and stupid enough to risk the only thing that mattered to him. But that was before the other woman came forward.
And what did she say?
So all of these conversations, they're just really messy. If you want to read them, they're available all over the internet right now.
Available. But some of them. What a great word.
Yeah. They're there for you.
Like it's a coupon. But it's true. They're everywhere. They are everywhere.
There are some really messy ones. Like one that I remember, he was saying, you know, he has two kids, but he's over it now.
Yeah.
And there was another one that he was just, he comments a lot on their bodies and things that he would like to do to those bodies. So it's just very disgusting messages. And it's mostly him typing in these messages also, by the way. The women are kind of just responding with laughing or aren't you married or things like that. And he's just kind of saying, yeah, but it's complicated. So.
Yeah, you're complicated.
But the thing is, he does take full responsibility and saying that he'll get through this, that the family will get through this together. But yesterday, Adam Levine and his wife, they were spotted by paparazzi just out and about and enjoying time together, it looks like, laughing. And
his pregnant wife? You know?
His pregnant wife, yeah.
Did they
picking
questions?
Up their kids from school. It doesn't look like they were asked any questions. It's just paparazzi photos.
Okay.
So either he's very good with his words and manipulating his wife, or she just kind of knows that this is what comes with the territory, and she's just like, all right, whatever. I'm not stressing myself out. I'm pregnant.
You know, it's really interesting you say that because a friend of mine said yesterday, how do we know that she doesn't know that he does this?
And right.
She's okay with that. I'm like, okay, well, it's not my...
I think maybe when you're dating, we'll call him a rock star, that you kind of assume that this comes with the territory, especially with her being a supermodel. So maybe she's thinking, like, this is mild to me if it's just texts, right? If it's just messages. So she's just kind of taking it with a grain of salt. I don't know. We don't know the relationship. But also, she's pregnant. She doesn't want to work herself up.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is the worst timing.
Right. We don't know what happens behind closed doors, but that's what's trending.
All right.
If I was his mother, I'd say, Adam Noah Levine, what is happening?
I'm just saying the Maroon 5 titles all look really, really crazy now. Beautiful Mistakes.
Yeah. Girls Like You.
She Will Be Loved. It's just like.
Trainwreck. Is that the song?
He does kind of move like Jagger. I'll say that.
It was like Jagger's a good one, too.
A bit. Yeah.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. When you wake up. Mornings on Chum 104.5.
Okay, so what did we learn today? Coyotes are pretty, pretty dangerous. I didn't know.
That's what you learned.
That's what I learned.
We've been knowing.
I had no idea they were that big, but they are big. So be careful if you're...
Are you talking to yourself? Because we know this already.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to warn someone else who might be like myself, and only reference for coyotes is Looney Tunes cartoons or whatever it is. I have no reference. Be careful of the coyotes.
On that note,
yep,
stay inside today, Jamar, and know that it's going to rain like the Dickens later on this evening.
Is it really?
And we could get quite the show with thunderstorms later on early this evening.
All right.
Maybe it would be best for you to stay inside.
I think so. I think it's much safer. Okay, very much so. Also, we want to send a sincere condolence to all of the Toronto police officers right now attending the funeral of our fallen officer, Andrew Hong. I know right now it's a very, very tough time for Toronto police. And I think that service and procession is happening in Mississauga. So our hearts and our prayers and our thoughts are with you all.
Yes.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5 Podcast.